This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Word-for-word scripts for giving constructive feedback at work. The exact language you need, ready before the conversation begins. In short, this article contains 6 word-for-word constructive feedback scripts covering the most common and high-stakes feedback situations at work. From correcting a direct report to giving feedback upward to a manager. Giving corrective feedback to a direct report using the SBVI method. Giving peer feedback without damaging the working relationship. Delivering upward feedback to a manager with confidence and respect. Definition: constructive feedback scripts are prepared word-for-word frameworks for delivering specific, behavior-focused feedback at work. They give you precise language for difficult conversations so that your message is clear, respectful, and direct, without relying on improvisation when the stakes are highest. There is a moment most people know. You have a conversation planned. You know what needs to be said. Then the moment arrives, and the words come out wrong, too soft, too blunt, or not at all. I have been in that moment more times than I care to count, and I have watched it happen to good people who simply did not have the right language ready. These constructive feedback scripts come directly from the frameworks I teach and Say It Right Every Time, particularly Chapter 5, which covers feedback and performance conversations in full. The principle behind every script is simple: prepared language protects the relationship. When you know what to say, you stop worrying about saying the wrong thing and start focusing on the person in front of you. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context before you speak or write. Practice it out loud at least twice before using it. If you want the full framework behind these scripts, including how to receive feedback as well as give it, the complete system is in Say It Right Every Time. For conversations where feedback intersects with broader team dynamics, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is worth reading alongside this article. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours as closely as possible. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make is reading script verbatim without adjusting for the relationship or the moment. A script written for a formal performance conversation will feel cold and clinical if you use it with a colleague you've worked alongside for 5 years. The structure is what matters. The exact words are a starting point, not a final product. If a sentence does not sound like something you would actually say, write it until it does. Script 1. Giving corrective feedback to a direct report. Situation. Use this script when a direct report has done something specific that needs to change. You have observed a clear behavior, you know the impact it had, and this is your first or second direct conversation about it. Why this works? This script uses the SBVI method from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. Situation. Behavior, impact. It keeps the feedback objective because it describes what happened and what it cost, rather than what kind of person the receiver is. Behavior-focused feedback is harder to argue with and easier to act on. Standard version. I want to talk about the presentation you gave this morning. I noticed that you didn't leave time for questions at the end. The impact was that several of the senior managers had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look unprepared. Going forward, I'd like you to plan for at least 10 minutes of Q&A at the end of every presentation. How can I support you with that? Formal version. I would like to discuss the presentation you gave to the leadership team this morning. I noticed that you did not leave any time for questions at the end. The impact was that several of the senior leaders had questions that went unanswered, and it left the impression that we were not prepared for their feedback. In future, I would like you to plan to end all presentations with a minimum of 10 minutes for Q&A. How can I help you with that? After you use it. A good response is one where the person acknowledges the behavior and asks a clarifying question or commits to a change. A defensive response, where they justify or deflect, is common. If that happens, stay steady, name the behavior again, calmly, and ask what they need from you to make the change possible. Eamon's note. Vague feedback is useless feedback. If you cannot name the behavior and the impact specifically, you are not ready to have the conversation yet. Script 2. Giving peer feedback without damaging the relationship. Situation. Use the script with a colleague at your level when a specific behavior is affecting your ability to work well together. The relationship matters. You are not their manager. Choose a private moment, not a team setting. Why this works? Peer feedback is delicate because neither person has formal authority. This script names the behaviour and its personal impact without making it an accusation. It ends with a direct, respectful request rather than a complaint. That shift, from problem to request, keeps the conversation collaborative rather than adversarial. Standard version. I'd like to talk about how we've been working together on the marketing campaign. I've noticed that in our last few meetings, you've cut me off a few times when I've been speaking. The impact on me is that I feel like my ideas aren't getting a full hearing, and it's making it harder for me to contribute. I'd really appreciate it if you could let me finish my thoughts before jumping in. Is that something you'd be open to? Formal version. I would like to speak with you about our collaboration on the marketing campaign. I have noticed that in our recent meetings, you have interrupted me on several occasions when I have been speaking. The impact on me is that I find it difficult to contribute fully when my ideas are not heard through to completion. I would appreciate it if you could allow me to finish before responding. Is that something you would be willing to try? Casual version. Hey, can I mention something? I've noticed you've been cutting me off in meetings lately. I know it's probably not intentional, but it's making it hard for me to get my ideas out. Could you let me finish before jumping in? I'd really appreciate it. After you use it, most peers will apologize and commit to changing. Some will be surprised and need a moment to absorb it. If they become defensive, use the core framework from Say It Right every time. Acknowledge their perspective before restating your own. Never argue. The goal is a working agreement, not a verdict. Eamon's note. The courage to tell a peer the truth, without cruelty and without softening it into meaninglessness, is one of the rarest and most valuable things you can bring to a team. Script 3. Constructive feedback scripts for upward feedback to a manager. Situation. Use this when you need to give your manager feedback about a specific behaviour that is affecting your working relationship or your performance. Choose a private, calm moment. This is not a complaint. It is an act of trust. Why this works? Upward feedback is a sign of a high trust relationship, but it requires precise framing. This script leads with respect for the relationship, names a specific observable behaviour, explains its personal impact, and then makes a clear, reasonable request. It closes with a reciprocal offer, which signals good faith rather than grievance. This structure comes directly from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. Standard version. I really value working with you, and I have a suggestion for how we could make our one-on-ones even more useful. I've noticed that sometimes during our meetings, you're also checking your email. The impact on me is that I sometimes feel like I don't have your full attention, and I want to make the most of our time together. Would you be open to making our one-on-ones a no-device zone? I'm happy to do the same. Formal version. I genuinely value our working relationship, and I wanted to share a suggestion that I believe could make it even stronger. I have noticed that during some of our one-on-one meetings, you're also attending to email. The impact on me is that I'm sometimes uncertain whether I have your full attention, and I want to make the most of the time we have. Would you be open to designating our one-on-ones as a no-device conversation? I am committed to doing the same on my end. After you use it, a strong manager will thank you. Some will be briefly caught off guard. Either way, you have done something important. If they dismiss the feedback, do not push in the moment. Let it settle. If the behavior continues, you now have grounds for a follow-up conversation. For more on how feedback shapes the culture of a meeting, see the role of communication in meeting success. Eamon's note. In my experience, the managers who most need this feedback are the ones who will respect you most for giving it, if you give it with this much care. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Positive reinforcement feedback that actually lands. Situation. Use this when someone has done something genuinely well, and you want the feedback to be specific enough to repeat, not just a pat on the back that they forget by lunch. Why this works? Positive feedback fails when it is vague. Great job tells someone nothing they can build on. This script names what happened, what was strong about it, and what it produced. That specificity is what makes the feedback stick and makes the behavior repeat. As I write in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, feedback is a tool that builds or destroys. This script builds standard version.
I wanted to take a minute to tell you that the Q3 report was excellent work. The analysis was sharp and the presentation was clear. It gave the leadership team a much better picture of the challenges we're facing. That kind of work makes a real difference. Thank you.
Formal version.
I wanted to take a moment to recognize your work on the Q3 report. The analysis was insightful and the presentation was exceptionally clear. It has given the leadership team a much stronger understanding of the challenges we are facing, and that matters. Thank you for the effort you put into it. After you use it, watch for whether the person accepts the feedback or deflects it. Many people struggle to receive positive feedback cleanly. If they immediately minimize it, a simple no, I mean it is enough. You do not need to argue. You just need to say it clearly and let it land.
Eamon's note. Specific positive feedback is not flattery.
It is instruction. It tells the other person exactly what to keep doing.
Script 5.
Asking for specific feedback when you have received something vague.
Situation.
Use this when someone has given you feedback that is too general to act on.
You need to be more strategic, tells you nothing.
This script helps you ask for what you actually need without seeming defensive or dismissive.
Why this works?
Vague feedback is useless feedback, but pushing back on it directly can feel like an attack on the person who gave it.
This script thanks them first, which de-escalates the moment, and then asks a precise question. The goal is a specific example and a specific alternative behavior, both of which you need to actually improve.
For the full GROW framework for turning feedback into a development plan, see how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan.
Standard version.
Thank you for that. I really want to work on it.
To help me get there, could you give me a specific example of a time when I wasn't being strategic enough and what you would have liked to see me do differently?
Formal version. Thank you for that feedback.
I am genuinely committed to working on this. To help me understand what improvement would look like, could you share a specific example of a situation where you felt I was not being strategic enough and what you would have preferred to see from me in that moment?
After you use it.
If they provide a good example, thank them again and write it down.
If they struggle to name one, they may be giving you second-hand or impression-based feedback.
That is useful information too.
You can ask, is this something you have observed directly, or is it something you have heard from others?
That question is not confrontational.
It is precise.
Eamon's note.
You cannot grow from feedback you cannot understand. Asking for specifics is not weakness. It is how you actually use what you are given.
Script 6. Following up after feedback to show you took it seriously.
Situation. Use this a week or two after receiving significant feedback. This is one of the most overlooked steps in the entire feedback loop, and it is one of the most powerful.
When you follow up, you signal that the feedback mattered and that you acted on it.
Why this works? Most people receive feedback and never mention it again. That silence leaves the giver wondering whether anything changed. A follow-up closes the loop, demonstrates growth, and builds a kind of trust that makes future honest feedback possible. This turns a single conversation into a genuine feedback relationship, which is the foundation of any team that actually improves over time. For how this connects to team communication, see how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides.
Standard version.
I wanted to follow up on the feedback you gave me about being more proactive.
This week I took the initiative to map out a project plan for the Q4 initiative and sent it to you for review.
I'd love to know whether that's the kind of thing you had in mind.
Formal version.
I wanted to circle back on the feedback you provided regarding my approach to project planning. Since our conversation, I have taken the initiative to develop a comprehensive project plan for the Q4 initiative and shared it with you for review. I would value your thoughts on whether this reflects the direction you were encouraging me toward.
Casual version.
Hey, remember how you said I needed to be more proactive?
I took that on board.
This week I mapped out the Q4 project plan on my own and sent it over. Does that feel like the right kind of thing?
After you use it,
a good response confirms that the change is visible and validates your effort.
If the response is lukewarm, ask a clarifying question. Is there another area where you think I should be focusing that energy?
The follow-up conversation is often richer than the original one. For how feedback and conflict intersect in live meetings, see how to handle conflict during meetings.
Eamon's note.
Following up after feedback is not about seeking approval. It is about closing the loop so that both people can move forward, and so the next honest conversation comes more easily.
Adapting these scripts for your situation.
Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The structure is tested. The exact words are yours to shape. Adjust for relationship length. A script written for a formal manager-to-direct report conversation will feel stiff if you use it with someone you've worked alongside for a decade. Shorten sentences. Use contractions. Match the warmth that already exists in the relationship. Match the register to the stakes. Use the formal version for HR conversations, senior leadership, and situations that may be documented. Use the standard version for most day-to-day feedback. Use the casual version only when the relationship genuinely supports it, not as a way to soften something that needs to be said directly. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If a sentence makes you wince when you read it aloud, cut it or rewrite it. The goal of a script is not to make you sound polished. It is to give you a clear structure so you stop losing your way mid-conversation. Build in your specific details early. Every bracket in these scripts marks a place where you insert the real situation, real behaviour, and real impact. Fill those in before the conversation, not during it. That preparation is where the real work happens. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. For tools that help you prepare for the kinds of written communication that often accompany feedback conversations, see what is proper email etiquette in the workplace, and how to run productive meetings that don't waste time. Common mistakes when using constructive feedback scripts. The biggest way scripts fail is when people read them like a policy document instead of a conversation. The words stop mattering if the tone is all wrong. Reading verbatim without adapting. A script that sounds rehearsed and robotic will make the other person feel processed rather than heard. Internalize the structure. Deliver the meaning, skipping the specific details. The brackets in these scripts are not decorative. If you deliver the framework without filling in the real behavior and real impact, you produce exactly the kind of vague feedback that helps no one. Using the wrong version for the relationship. Delivering a formal script to a close peer feels cold. Delivering a casual script in an HR context feels unprofessional. Read the relationship before you pick the register. Stopping after the script. The script opens the conversation. It does not close it. Ask a question at the end. Listen for the response. The follow-up matters as much as the delivery. Waiting too long to deliver the feedback. A script prepared for a conversation that never happens is worthless. Timeliness is a core principle of effective feedback delivery. The longer you wait, the more the moment costs you. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What are constructive feedback scripts and when should I use them? Constructive feedback scripts are word-for-word frameworks that give you precise, prepared language for difficult feedback conversations at work. Use them whenever the stakes are high, the relationship matters, or you've struggled in the past to find the right words under pressure. How do I give constructive feedback without sounding scripted? Adapt the structure, not just the words. Keep the framework of each script intact, but adjust the tone to match your relationship and natural voice. Practice the script out loud at least twice before using it so the language feels like your own, not something you're reading. What is the SBI method for constructive feedback? The SBI method structures feedback around situation, behavior, and impact. You describe the specific situation, name the observable behavior, and explain the impact it had. This keeps feedback objective and avoids personal judgment, making it far easier for the other person to hear and act on. How do you give constructive feedback to a manager or senior leader? Focus on behavior and impact, not opinion. Choose a private moment, acknowledge the relationship openly, and use precise language about what you observed and how it affected your work. The SBI method works as well for upward feedback as it does for feedback to a direct report. What should I do if someone reacts defensively to constructive feedback? Stay calm and do not retreat. Acknowledge what they are feeling first. Then gently restate the behavior and its impact. Avoid arguing. Offer to continue the conversation when they are ready. A defensive reaction often means the feedback landed. Give it time to settle before following up. How do I ask for more specific feedback when feedback is vague? Thank the person first, then ask a direct follow-up question. Ask for a specific example of the behavior they observed and what they would have preferred to see instead. This is not pushback. It is a request for information that actually helps you improve. The truth is this: most people are not bad at giving constructive feedback scripts because they lack good intentions. They're bad at it because they have never had the right words ready at the right moment. These scripts change that. Practice them, adapt them, and use them as a starting point for conversations that actually move people forward. That is what constructive feedback is for. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.